Hey, Jilling.
Hi, Anya. How are you?
Okay. It's Monday. And
Yep.
I need to shoo a child, so hold on just a second. Is it going to be raining? Do I need to wear winter clothes? Yes, it's still winter.
Well, and I mean, it's technically spring, but I hear you.
Yeah. I don't know. We don't get out of school until mid-June. So,
So, yeah, you're still in the thick of it. There's no rest for the wicked, right? So,
No.
yeah.
This sounds a P1. It is in the Sunflower Service Patch 7. It's allocated funds when budget idea is null.
Okay.
And it is in awaiting deployment. So
So,
I think we're just waiting for that one to be deployed.
yeah.
So that's good. P2s, all of these, but this one is signed to Trillium, I think. And I just added on Friday, hey, Taylor, please be aware of this ticket. It has to do with data import profiles will map to mapping invalid statistical codes.
Right.
I don't think it's a P1, but I don't think it's a P3 either.
No, because it does feel like, I mean, the problem with some of all this data import stuff is you never know where the failure is, right?
Yeah,
Like, and
exactly.
that becomes the problem because you don't understand how it failed, so you don't understand how to fix it.
Right. So that's why I have it. I marked it as a P2.
That's a great place for it. I would agree with that. But we both know that they don't always agree with our assessments on you. So.
Right. Well, I'd rather throw something out there and have it be grumbled at than not.
I agree. I agree. I'm with you.
All right, so this P3 is also going to be in Service Patch 7. It's the transfer criteria footer format. Overridden by header format after saving it in Sunflower. So that's like a Sunflower regression type of thing. So that makes sense to have it in the Service Patch.
Yeah.
These other two are in Umbrella Leaf, and they were created June, July, okay. Real time
So
availability.
just that, like, so this is July 2025. We're looking at Umbrella Leaf isn't until 2027. Is that right? I mean, are we gonna have two releases? There's no way, right? Like we're not having three releases this year.
So umbrella leave is supposed it's not decided yet, but the umbrella leave is to I'd say should still there is still a possibility to come late 2026.
Okay.
Otherwise, we will only have one release in 2026.
Right.
Oh, right. I guess because, yeah, technically Sunflower was 2025. We just moved to it like
Yeah,
June.
and Trillium is not Trillium was supposed to come in fall 2025, but was then postponed 6 7 months.
Okay.
I just want to like make note that.
That's very far and very undecided.
Yeah, that's the
Yeah.
only reason I bring it up, is that's a long
Yeah.
time to have a ticket that you want addressed open.
Yes. But so in a conversation in the release management stakeholder group for a couple of meetings ago, I asked if Umbrella Leave in worst case were not to happen in 2026, then Oleksiy Petrenko opened up for that we could be much more inclusive in the critical service patches. So I'd say that probably is something we then should maybe state that we cannot wait until umbrella leave, worst case 2026. So then the POs must work for having it included in a CSP. Yes, exactly like you. Right.
And so this November 25 one, staff slip name does not populate in the due date. This is in the preview, right?
Print preview and print.
I probably would
It's
have called it
you, Robert, who
P4.
has.
Yeah, Robert, you made this one. What did you say, Robert? P4? Did I
I
hear
don't know if
that?
I initially set up that way, but I think that's what I would think of it as. It's really just convenience kind of a thing.
And I put on March 2, but it's not really impacting real progress, but it impacts confidence in the system. And Stephanie sums that up, but I just want it to be like an accurate on our list, like how what we feel about it. Right. This is a keyboard one. And we've had some back and forth throughout it. And on Friday, I asked if there was any updates. I've asked quite a bit of times if there's any updates. It's people are able to get their work done, but I can see where it's irritating. And then this is another one for you. That's another preview of the slips. Always displays as transit. So again, it goes to someone was that for Umbrella Leaf too. Goes to the confidence. So those are P4s. Charlotte, I thank you for submitting the WolfCon topic with the implementers group. I really appreciate that. Is there
I
anything
only
else we
had
should know?
to, there's one of the new things is that you have to outline three goals for what the attendees will get out of this session. I had to be a little, think, how can I word something sensible here? But it was all fine.
I mean I really think that we need to stress that Folio is only as good as folks will write up the tickets for, like the more things are like silence is an acceptance on the support side of things or on the making Folio better. Even though that's
And
like a community thing that silence is acceptance, but
also helping the POs because some weeks it feels like you are like a fly everywhere from up down. Hundreds of tickets, and so getting things in and being thoroughly verified, tested, people checking in Bugfest test environment, and documented with screen dumps, and the better it's written up, the more easy it is to pick up for a developer.
I wonder if there's like I don't know like how many schools or how many institutions Foley are taking on who are so used to not getting their request that they want for their cataloging system done that they're not like that they don't feel comfortable asking for sure. I mean I'm just saying like when we came from Innovative, like if I wanted an improvement in Innovative, like sure I could ask, but like come on, right? Like the realistic thing is that like it was never going to happen unless, 70 other schools also happened to vote for the thing that I cared about, right? Like, so I do also wonder if the barrier there is like people are so used to not even being able to ask for a very simple thing to get fixed because it's never going to get fixed, to like maybe not even realizing they can ask for some of these things to be fixed. And I know that through implementation, we're always told put in a ticket or put in this and that, right? But like, I sometimes wonder if there's a barrier there. Because I
I
question,
probably.
like, oh, should I put in a ticket for this? And I'm like, if you think it's broken, you should put a ticket in for it, right? Like, but I don't know that that's always encouraged everywhere. And I don't know that
The
that's.
worst thing that can happen is that the PO says, it's a known issue. There's
Right.
another ticket on this. But you know, then you got practice in writing up a ticket. So again,
Exactly.
um,
Right. And
but
then you
but the,
support that other ticket too. Like you.
Yeah, 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 yeah. And then you can link to it, and then it was a duplicate. But I think it's such a good point, and tell that is one of your advantages by you have chosen to go on Folio, that we
Right.
know it is a young system, and we know it's still buggy. And
Right.
I think the support sick, we only see the tip of the iceberg. There's still
Correctly.
much more. As long as they are not worded, you know, there's also no development team who can work on it.
Right.
Yeah, what we can't work on what we don't know.
No,
And
no.
I do think, Jelly, there is a mental block where we're so used to having like a vended system that just does things that we don't like or like, or can put off,
Right.
or just whatever. And an open source Folio definitely requires that active participation, even when you're upset. Like you, this is not
Yeah.
something that you need to just take. It's something that you can, have a say in.
Yeah.
So that mental paradigm is different.
Yes. Yeah.
Don't know. And I don't know how to get to that.
Yeah, I'm not sure either, right? Because you
Because
also
no matter
don't
how
know
you're
like what's happening
controlled.
inside of an institution or a library or something like that. You know, if it can't just be like, oh, Folio wants you to give us all your tickets, but if like there's a supervisor in there who's like, we're not putting in tickets, you'll figure it out, or you know, whatever, right? Like, I know that there are people that I've worked with in the past who would be like, I'm not putting any ticket in for something that is a slight inconvenience to you. You know what I mean? Like, I know that that's a thing. So it's also about your institution, right? And so I'm just, I wonder sometimes, you're right, we are seeing the tip of the iceberg. And it just makes me go back to when I talked to PC and they were like, well, what are your issues? And it's like, we don't even know what our issues are because we don't even know all the problems that are out there because not everybody even puts in a ticket for a problem. So it's hard to know the unknown, you know?
Would it be possible that this group could have a kind of a, so we have scheduled from 10 to 11. I don't know if that's your time right now, but typically these meetings are much shorter. But then we could have open house once a month, every first Monday, the final 30 minutes, where we simply can have quick demo of how do you file a bug fix ticket. And then people can, you know, oh, I couldn't do it this Monday, but maybe next Monday in April I can do it, or May or something.
And then like Charlotte, you and Index Data and EBSCO could like kind of get our libraries that are in implementation or just recently out of implementation to just kind of maybe come to those meetings or something like that.
We can do, but it can be, you know, again, also something we can announce on the implementer SIG, and we can do it, you know, right away. And then we can again made a little buzz around it at WolfCon,
At
where we
WolfCon.
also say that for Folio, that's one of the great benefits for choosing Folio, that there's a low barrier for doing because you are helping the community and you are helping the POs, you are helping the development teams.
And if it's annoying to you, it's probably annoying to somebody else at another library who either doesn't feel compelled to say anything or doesn't feel that they can say that thing or doesn't even know that they can even ask to fix the thing, right? Like, yeah. Do you like I'm just looking at like the calendars. So it's going to be April next Monday, but it's not the it's the last week this the last Monday
Yeah,
of
it's a good calendar calming.
yeah. And then April
Monday the 6th is a national holiday
yeah.
in Europe, most
Right. And then May, that week of the 4th, is people are traveling for a user group, for EBSCO user group. So it might be June 1st, which would be the first Monday of June that we could start. We could do two, you know, we could do June, July, and August, like the two before WolfCon, and then you can promote it. So let's do something like that. We can just kind of
And when I think back, then maybe I will say sometimes if I get in on Slack a very long message about something someone has seen as a PO, and I cannot make head and tail of, then and then but if it's written up in a Jira ticket, then it is something where you can, take a look at it,
Yeah.
nice and calm and quiet, and instead of being, you
On the
probably all
ticket,
know
yeah.
that if you are have 10 minutes between meetings, you open Slack, you see long list
And then
of
you go by and then
issues,
it's
and there are no
unread.
examples, but there is probably an issue, but it's not documented. It then you, I probably also have done come with a quick answer, da da da.
Right.
Because I fear then, as a PO, do I need to get head or tail in these 20 lines of worries?
Yeah.
So I must maybe, and I think it's not probably not just me. Probably all
Oh no.
POs, they can be a little quick if they
A little
really don't have
quick.
time to look into things.
Yeah, or they say, "Okay, I only have 20 minutes and this is going to take me much longer to even understand. I'm going to move on," but they don't go back and like mark
Back.
it as like unread or whatnot, and then it's lost. And that's just norm, that's just humans in the technology world. So I don't know.
So us POs, we can also be, if it's in a Jira ticket, then it's kind of filed and you need to follow up on it and you need to investigate and you need to, go
Right.
back to the one who has reported it and ask for clarity if there is things missing and so and then.
Yeah. Right. So we'll plan on June 1st, which is our first Monday of June, and we'll just do the first Mondays starting in June of a month, and we'll do like the last half hour of, you know, open time, and we'll keep that meeting to be an hour and just, you know, kind of.
And we can talk about it at EUG as well, let people know.
Yeah. Exactly.
Perfect.
All right.
All right.
See you all later. Bye.
Bye-bye.